At one point, you have Q, who's showing a real talent for writing, and the department recognizes that. How much does that experience that he has parallel what you experienced as a writer?
Well, that there is a parallel, and as someone beside, some author before me has said, it's not intended to be biographical, but there are parts and you just can't help but pick. And so let me relate it to my experience as I applied to Q. When I was a student at Butler University, and I was a business major, but I wrote some good essays and stuff in English and English comp, and the school tried to get me to change my major to journalism. I didn't try. They suggested maybe I should. And I said, no, if I have a gift to write, I'd rather treat it like water, and I don't want to take on any standards. And so I didn't change my major. When I was in the Air Force, I wrote a short story, and I won 7th prize, Air Force Worldwide, and that got me additional duties in public information in the service. Of course, in the service, you don't get extra pay. You just get extra duty.
Like so many jobs.
Right. So that happened, and then as a policeman, it was recognized that I wrote very good crime reports and arrest reports. Even the DA's office recognized that if I wrote it, it had all the elements that was necessary and all the descriptions, as much as possible from initial investigation. And the inspector that had pulled me in to help write the PR report was aware of that. And so that's what I'm really basing Q on at that point, the skill to write or compose. And I think I even, in the story, point out it was a circumstance where Q was forced to write a report that he did not want to write. And the watch commander insisted that he write it. So Q wrote the report, but he called it Shakespeare play. I forgot what it's right now. But it didn't make the watch commander happy.
And that brings up a point that it's funny. You're talking about racism in the 1960s. I wouldn't expect parts of it to be funny, but Q talks with his buddies after that, and he's got this great sense of humor. He's quoting Shakespeare all over the place. It's hysterical. And you had another part that had me laughing out loud, where Q and a buddy are trying to fool the buddy's wife, and they're not going to let her know they ate all this junk food, and she catches them. She busts them. How do you keep a sense of humor in the face of some of the things that you had to see as a police officer?
Well, the irony of that is that you have to develop a sense of humor. There's no doubt about it. Give an example. When I was working 77th, and I had a new rookie cop. I'm now a senior officer, right? But we leave the station, which is on 76th Street between Main and Broadway. And, we barely get in the car out of the station. We get a code 3 call to a 211 liquor store in Manchester. So, we're like almost running distance. And we get there, and we go in, and there's the suspect sitting there by the potato rack with a bullet hole in his head, right? So this is the first thing my new rookie sees. Now, remember, my first thing was a fight with a couple of Marines, right? But he sees this. The next two nights, we leave the station, and we are involved in, involved in investigating shootings. And he sees the first three nights, three dead bodies, just, horrendous scene, so forth. He didn't show up the fourth night. So what I'm saying that, and now in my experience, with what almost made me pull my badge was a traffic accident on the Hollywood Freeway. And this was before they had the divides on the freeway, right? And would you believe the people, you should actually make U-turns on the freeway?
Oh, my goodness.
Really. So anyhow, trying to answer your question, humor. So I have to investigate a traffic accident where a Plymouth headed toward downtown, crossed the divide, ran head on into a Plymouth going the opposite way. And this was before seatbelts. The lady driving the Plymouth across the divide was drunk, right? She had a busted knee. The other car was a man, his wife, and two kids. He was impaled on the steering wheel. Wife went through the windshield. Kids in the back seat, ear off. I hadn't seen anything like that in the service. It was so bad. It was so bloody, so messy, that when I finished, I went down to the contract towing service, and I sat in there. I took my shirt off, my badge off. I didn't know what I could take it, right? Anyhow, what you have to develop is humor. You have to develop a sense of humor. Otherwise, it'll get you. And then you have to be careful about when you're trying to deal with it. You don't let your humor flow over to people who are victims, are being remorse about what happened, and you're up there making jokes because they think you're being very insensitive. They don't know that you're trying to cope. Right? So that's where the humor comes from.
That's the flip side of the coin, just what you've just said. You know, you don't want to make a joke around somebody who has just seen, God forbid, somebody impaled on a steering wheel. How do you stay human when you see these horrible things?
Yeah, that's it's not easy. That's the best answer I can say. And I mean, even today, my years on PD were the greatest years ever in my life of learning about people. Yeah. And again, in the big city where you have to deal with people every day. And, you know, it's common that on holidays, that's when your police department is at maximum deployment. Because when the public has too much time on their hands, they create problems. So, other than that, you know, but humor is important. It's necessary.